This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know me. I want to be an educated idiot. I'm Joe Pacini, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you. My arms aren't long enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us tonight. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us. Corey Duncan's going to join us after the first break, so you better be ready, because I know he's wound up. I know that he loves to use the show to kind of unleash, if you would, which I'm okay with. I think it's fine. I like it. Got something to say? You should have something to say after all the garbage that's been going down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, that you want to be involved, that you want to make changes. You should, we should, you should, we should, us-ins should. Always be ready. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can be part of the conversation or be involved in the conversation, which is how I like it. And please, do not just spew the garbage that the party loves to spew. Please, please, please. I mean, seriously. I'm hearing this over and over and over in my ear all day long. Anyway, yeah, I'll talk about that when we get on with Corey. So, disability claims have, like, you know, plunged, right? So God must be working overtime right now. What do you think? Seriously. That's good. I always appreciate the time, you know, again, right back to Obama. I guess they're telling us now that Obama's policies are starting to kick in. They're starting to make a difference. And that's why these things have changed. But do you remember me railing and ranting on the whole, you know, disability? People were going from unemployment to disability. Remember that? And I kept saying, because they're running out of unemployment money. And the only way to fix it is they can jump into disability. And those numbers were rising like crazy. And you guys were all like, yeah, well, what do you know, Joe? I didn't know anything, but look what I did know. And you know what's happening? The reason that the numbers are dropping in disability, these people are becoming miraculously healed by God. And then what's happening is finding a job at the same time. I want you to think about something here. Last month, 1.5 million people filed for disability benefits, right, through Social Security. It's the lowest level since 2002. Right? The economy's doing better. More jobs are opening up. More companies are coming back. And it's giving people work. I don't, you know, I mean, if you can't get excited about that, there's something wrong with you. Let's welcome Jack from my hometown.
Is he finding a job?
Hello. Hey, Jack, you're from my home state of Massachusetts.
5 million people.
Greatest state in the nation.
I can't.
That's right.
You have to turn down the radio in the background.
All right. Thank you. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Jack, what can I do for you? And thanks for calling.
Well, I watch a lot of TV, and I'm puzzled. I mean, I don't think anybody can figure out what the truth is about this immigration thing. I mean, you got CNN talking about how it's the Republicans' fault, but then you got Fox News talking about how it's all the Democrats' fault. Can you clarify this for us? Can you give us some facts? I mean, really, I'm puzzled.
No, Jack, I need to go get my crystal ball out of the closet and try to help you out there, because I'm with you. You know, you don't get the full truth because each side wants you to know or wants you to believe or wants to send you in a direction where they believe. But here's the bottom line.
Right.
I said this last night. Let's stop. Let's take a breath, okay, and talk to the Border Patrol agents. Don't talk to people. You know, I've got Nancy Pelosi up in Sacramento, San Francisco, telling us all about the border, but she hasn't been there in 20 years. All right? So let's go to the border guys, the guys that are actually on there, and talk to them about what's happening. There's over 2,000 kids, young kids, that truly and honestly have been separated from their parents. Some for as little as 3 hours. Some have not gone back to their parents as of yet. Okay? That's because of a law. Not a policy, but because of a law that they're trying to change. 10,000, a few over the 10,000, Jack, are... they're not here with their parents, so nobody took them away from their parents. They're showing up with adults that nobody knows who they are, and even the kids won't tell them who they are, can't tell them. So they're taking them, they're putting them in places where, let's find out who you're with. Are you safe? Are you okay?
Right.
I mean, seriously, we really need to slow down and both sides.
Right.
And stop shooting at each other. You know?
Right, but they've been on the news now for the last month, and it's like they're fighting with each other about who's right and who's wrong, and you're seeing these clips from 4 years ago where it's the same thing, but I don't know if it's true. I mean, it's driving me nuts, you know, because it's sad because, you know, but I mean, I'm on nobody's side, really. I mean, I'm in this world trying to fend for myself. If I can help somebody out with something, you know, a meal or whatever, because I'm on a limited budget anyways, but I'll do the best I can.
Right.
You know?
You're a good guy, Jack. You sound like a good guy, and you're right. You're one of the smart people that's saying, hey, let's get some facts. Let's figure this out. Let's make it right. We don't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And let's make it right and come to the information. We're coming up on a commercial, Jack. I'd love to keep you on longer, but thanks for calling.
Right.
I really appreciate it.
Let me just say one thing.
Go ahead.
Let me just say one thing. I've noticed from the beginning of time, you know, but reading in books, that when you travel places, you create your own trouble.
You can. Jack, thanks for calling. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. This is Real Sight. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mussina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mussina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm gonna kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, I love the time that you spend with us on the chat room, texting, tweeting, however it is you're communicating with the show. You can head up to the website, realside.com, and look, give me your email address. Every week I send out an email, let you know who's going to be on the show, what's coming up, what's going to be happening. And I can't get to you unless I have your email address. Seriously, it ain't that hard. And not even rocket science. How do you like that? Let's bring him on because I know you've been waiting for him all week long. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black conservative man from Texas, from America as a whole. Or as some people say, America, from America. Anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you.
Hey, by the way, you can tell your honey, your PR person, whoever, I am not putting that red shirt thing up anymore. I don't like it. You look like an African American version of Uncle Fester, and that's not you. So I got your good picture up, the one I like. There you go.
You're funny. You're funny.
Anyhow. No, look at that picture. That is Corey Duncan. I like that picture. Anyhow.
Please, sir, don't worry about it, because next week is my birthday. Next Thursday is the special birthday edition of The Real Side.
Oh, yeah.
And I will have plenty of new pictures, so don't worry about it.
I will, too. Anyway. All right, let's get to it. So I'm sure you have an opinion or some thought on what's going on at the border with all these kids that are being ripped away from their parents, ripped away from their mamas. One lady put up a picture of someone breastfeeding and say, how would you like it if your baby was ripped away from you while you were doing this? And I'm thinking, wow, this is sick. I mean, sick. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'll give it real quick. I've had try to not blow a fuse over this. This is another part of this game that the left likes to play. And the reason why we've had these situations with a lot, I'm going to give it a little education here, because I think some of us are a little, I would say misinformed about what's the difference, because I'm a soldier, ex-soldier, and I can tell you myself, there's a difference between a refugee and an immigrant. A refugee is a person that's running from war-torn country or running because something is going on in their country or whatever like that. That is a refugee. An immigrant is a person that's coming to greener pastures because they are seeking something else besides what's going on in their country economically. The problem with this is that the people that claim that they're coming here on the false pretenses of looking for something better are jumping in front of the people who have been on a waiting list for 4-5 years.
Yep.
That is what the problem with this is. But because the left is so hell-bent about Donald Trump and their hatred of President Trump, is that the fact that what they did, and what they did with everything else, like motorboater that they had in Maryland, where they got school buses, bring them there. Even though you're illegal, you can still vote. So Democrats lean over and they whisper, if you want to get in the country now, bring your children. Because now we can say, you're being thrown away from the children. And they have asked for 20,000. We're right back to what happened in the early 80s when Castro kicked out those people and they came over here both and they housed them in Miami. And they housed them in Miami. Now we're right back to the same thing. If these people had any kind of guts or kahunas, they would turn around, go back to their country, and take and straighten out this current situation that's there. You know, there's strength in numbers. And there's more of them that's coming here than in these countries where they're coming from. So it's either got to be one of the two things. Either the Democrats or somebody on the inside to tell these people exactly, because you can tell it's a strategic move. It's not a move that they have set and thought of. It's a move that somebody strategically has forced this to happen. And they are not immigrants. They are refugees. And if they're refugees, then we have a refugee crisis, which means the UN should be taking some of these people. Why don't we all split them up? Let Europe, China, North Korea, let these places take them. I mean, why come here?
All right, listen, I agree. Here's what I don't like. I'm listening to the Border Patrol guys, and they're talking about what's happening there at the border and truly how this plays out and how this has to happen. And you're hearing these guys say, look, it's really simple. If they go through the normal process, if they go through the normal port of entry, then we can, you know, it's not illegal. They have to say they're looking for asylum, but they've all been coached. You and I both know that they've been coached, so they know what to say when they get here. But I got to tell you something, they're running over the border. And when you do that, but Joe, how does one make it safe? You can't.
But Joe, I'm sorry. That's BS. They're not seeking asylum. What they have been told is this is a soft invasion. That's exactly what it is. It's no more than the Nicaraguan armies and the South Africa or whatever part of that world coming up through the another Red Dawn with selected nuke strikes. I mean, this is crazy. How in the world? And then they go to this man. They go to President Trump. They try to make him seem like he's some kind of war criminal or whatever like this. And I'm looking at him like, okay, he's only trying to protect this country. I mean, you can't have it both ways. Nope. The Democrats just brought him here so they can vote illegally. That's their prime issue is to have them here. So in the upcoming, the midterm, and even with the presidential one in a couple years, so they can be already here and they can vote six times with six different people's social security numbers. Oh my bad, I'm sorry. They don't need social security numbers. And then the governor of Maryland has the audacity to say, well, I'm going to send for our National Guard troops to come back from the border because I don't agree. Governor Hogan, I know that you're running. You're running for office again, so I already know that's a strategic move also. And yeah. Then, remember, he's a Republican governor. Yeah, a rubber-laid one.
Well, you know, again, you got to give them credit for one thing. They're pulling at heartstrings. They know that that works. They know that they get traction with that. And it's very, 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 very easy for them. Look, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of DCN Live. Don't go far. Corey ain't going anywhere. Neither should you. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
As the House votes to reject one of two Republican bills to deal with immigration, the president at the White House accusing Democrats of supporting loopholes in the immigration laws, saying they're slowing down efforts to reform our immigration system.
We have
come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up.
The president saying we have the worst immigration laws in the history of the world. The conservative community mourning the loss of columnist Charles Krauthammer. He'd announced earlier this month he was in the final stages of battling cancer. Krauthammer on Fox talking about his eventual move to conservatism.
As a doctor, I'd been trained in empirical evidence. I mean, if the treatment is killing your patients, you stop the treatment. And I sort of, I moved gradually to the idea of a more limited society, smaller government.
Krauthammer was 68 years old. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Write it down. I'll wait. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him back on, because I know how much he's waiting to unload. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week. I lovingly refer to him, so keep your emails to yourself, okay? I lovingly refer to him as our mad black man, well, I used to say from Baltimore, but he's not from Baltimore. So now we call him our mad black conservative guy from anywhere, I guess, at this point.
Yeehaw!
But, you know, it was really funny because I tell people all the time, one of the original movies I used to like to watch what are those Madea movies, right? And that first one, Mad Black Man, the Diary of a Mad Black Woman, okay. And my favorite scene in that is at the end when she hits the guy with the pan and pours grits, hot grits all over him, okay. And I always thought that was what a way to get back at somebody. Like, yeah. Okay, I can. That's good. I've been burned by oatmeal. It's got to be the same thing. Anyhow, but she got her point across. Like you get your point across, and you do it out of passion, and you do it because it's, you know, you really truly believe, in what you're talking about, and that's what makes it good. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Once again, thank you, Joe. I'd like to thank all my family members and our supporters, continue to support this show and every other podcast and broadcast. I appreciate it, and Keep sending me the wonderful emails. I have a new email, Corey Duncan CoreyDuncan45@outlook.com. If you want to send me your lovely responses,
I'm going to have fun with
whatever.
That.
I wanted to reiterate on what you had in the last segment. It's interesting to me. You know, as me and you always talk, and Mayor Ann always. They always speak on this, and also the wonderful Fluffy, our public relations young lady. But I speak on this with them all of the time about these rubber leg conservatives or these people that claim that they're conservatives. And, you know, Anna has a saying, and, you know, the saying goes is you play stupid games, you get super prizes. And that's what we have. We have a lot of people that they play both sides. And that's why I hope and I'm praying that we don't get beat too bad with this presidential election coming up, because it's going to lead up to that. Because the thing of it is that we've been playing a lot of games, and a lot of, you know, a lot of us are in this movement for the wrong reasons. And I continue to say that because that's exactly what it is. And the fruits of it are going to be a lot of lost campaigns, because we can say it now, but Governor Hogan of Maryland started off as a Republican. Then he started getting kind of rubber leg. Now he sounds just like a moderate. And it's like, okay, well, you're playing to the voters so you can keep your seat. And, you know, we have a lot of Republicans that's like that. And truthfully, you know, they can say what they want to say, and people can say what they want to say, that you know, trying to make President Trump to be some kind of war crimes or whatever, or taking children from, you know, these people have been taught what exactly strategically what to do. Bring your kids, and everyone will be like, oh, don't take the kids away from the parents. Then, you know, it's the next thing. Let's house them. So then you have refugees that's come from somewhere, if, you know, and I still say this again. If all of these people claim that they're so tough, and the MS-13 and this and that, and all these those tough gangs, why don't you guys go back to Mexico, go back to these other countries that you come from, Honduras, wherever, Nicaragua, and wherever, go back there and take back your country. Grow a set. Go back and do something. Because I know if that happened in this country, I know it would probably be a lot of people that's, you know, that would really be standing up like, no, that's not going to work here. You're going to run us out of our country. And it's only, you know, it's only like maybe 3% of them. And it's only because of money and power. And the thing of it is, but we have strength in numbers. And that goes back to the deep state situation. They're not, you know, what they do, they play people against each other. And that's what's wrong with this movement, and that's what's wrong with this party. Is that as soon as somebody comes in and it's true about what they say, after a while, the power and everything else gets a hold of them, or whatever, the money, I guess, and it just turns them a different way. But the thing of it is that you don't understand. When you take candy from someone like that, yeah, look, they're not doing it for nothing. So the thing of it is, you got to be real, you know, you got to be a little bit more smarter and more strategic about how this is to be done. But, you know, as I always say, Joe, we're about 40, 45 years behind the eight ball because, you know, the people that they have in there, I mean, take a look at Maryland. You got, I mean, it's not even a Republican that's running for governor. You know, for the 7 days, I mean, they're running against Governor Hogan is incumbent. But the thing of it is the thing, I didn't see any other Republicans that's running. If I didn't, I must be blind or whatever. But it's just crazy, you know, and we continue to sit up on these shows or all of these talk shows and podcasts. And people just, you know, my thing with this, I give the answer every week what the answer is. And it's about unity, and it's about the young people and getting them involved. And firstly, teaching the history and then educating them about voter fraud and how this system is ran. And that's what we have to start at. But, you know, nobody wants to teach everybody. Everyone wants to, you know, put the cart before the horse,
yep,
pretty much.
No, you're exactly right. It truly is. Now, there's a report out right now that says that basically, and I got news here. I believe this, and the reason I believe this is because it's happened in the past. Nobody with two brain cells rubbed together is going to believe that it's actually stopped happening. Which is, he said, look, the media is helping these kids to be smuggled by traffickers, because when they can't check these people at the border, when they can't talk about, you know, these kids may not be with family members, may not be with real parents, and all it is that they're ripping the, you know, the media's reporting that they're ripping the kids away from parents. These kids have been, not these kids, but smugglers have been caught. Over 2,000 kids have been taken out of the hands of these sex slave operations or what have you because they came over the border illegally. But nobody wants to talk about that. It's like, shh, we don't anybody know that something could be wrong, right?
Well, we all know that's the way it always is. They have amnesia when it comes down to something that they get caught on or whatever like that. You know, to me it's treason, and you know, more or less you're inviting invaders in who are definitely invading United States by the thousands. And, you know, to say that you're going to set up a tent city for 20,000 people, I mean, come on. I mean, that's an invasion. That's not people that's running from. I mean, and then it's really not even war-torn countries. I mean, for the exception of maybe one or two of them, the rest of them, I mean, you figure you got a lot of people that's up here that's crossing the border illegally. And then when you cross the border illegally, you should be arrested. I mean, so what are you saying? It's almost like, okay, so if I rob a bank and you catch me, you should let me go. You know, I mean, basically, but you know, it's the same token on what's going on in all of these basically war-torn cities like Detroit and Chicago and Baltimore. Yeah, I'm beating that drum again because it is what it is. And I mean, you know, I mean, it's like everyone is just numb to things that are moral. To everything that's immoral, nobody's numb to.
But did you see the picture of Sharpton? He went to one of the detention centers, and he was on one knee, and he was smiling, although it would scare me to see him that close smiling. But he was smiling, playing with those kids and whatever. You know, we got to do something to help these kids out. And I'm screaming at the TV set. I'm going, hey, do you know where Chicago is? Do you need a map? Do you need somebody to drive you there? You want to help some kids? How about you help the kids in your backyard? What is wrong with you, man? So this is why I have a hard time believing that they're genuine about their, you know, concern, right?
They're not genuine. Where they are, he's there, you know, securing their vote for you know, but you know, it's a conveyor belt, and that's what it is. And it's not about, you know, a lot of people hear me talk on your show, and they want to spitball me and attack me and Anna or attack me, but you won't deal with what the real issue is. And it's not about attacking Corey. See, Corey's not about get coming at me. That's not solving the problem. This is not about making it right. It's about getting it right, and that's what it's about. It's about getting this right, and you can't get it right because the left is you got a lot of us on the right that's undercover left.
Well, we gotta go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. We'll finish up with this. On the other side, Corey Duncan is with me. He's not going anywhere, I promise you. I won't let him. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I do not remember during the time war. I still look 60, so it's never changed for me. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend listening to this show. I know there's so many other shows you could be tuned into, but you've chosen this one. I like to believe it shows how high your IQ is, but you can believe whatever you want to. I'm not very entertaining. I don't sing. I don't dance. I don't do any of that stuff. But I bring on guys like Corey Duncan who can explain it to us. Corey, thank you for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe P., and I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for me and Anna, you and Tammy, for allowing me to come on. And, you know, one thing I want to say to you, Joe, is, isn't it great? Isn't life good? I'm trying to tell you. I mean, that's how I feel about life. Life in the United States right now it's just awesome. It's awesome to be Corey Duncan right now. I'm gonna tell you. I got
there's so many things that's going on in a positive way. My family, my children. Also, you're going to be a big part of it coming up later on this summer and everything. It's just awesome. I mean, I have nothing really to be upset about. It's, you know, my thing is a lot of people tuned into your show and said, man, you sound a lot more relaxed since you left Facebook and left all that drama and all of that and everything. And I said, you know what? My wifey, Anna, says the same thing. My friends say the same thing. And it's just a complete joy to come on your show every Thursday night and not sucking up to you or nothing like that or whatever. But the thing of it is, it's a complete joy. And we're continuing on, you know, for all of those who think me and Anna have fell off the planet because we don't, you know, conversate or deal with you or whatever. Our follow the movement is still going on, and we're still doing what we have to do through this family team, Duncan Teton, Texas, and all of the wonderful conservatives that's in the state of Texas. We're doing our thing. We're not concerned about what no one else is doing. So please, you know, you don't have to worry about us.
Well,
we're not worried about you.
I know you're not sucking up because, you know, according to some people, I pay you to come on and
exactly.
And spew your thoughts. I mean, I want to make sure you got them right and you get the notes because the check doesn't clear unless you say what I want you to.
Well, Joe, that's like the idiot that said, why should we have to pay to listen to Corey on SiriusXM? Idiot, you're not paying me, you're paying SiriusXM. But thanks anyway, I told you, you got a lot of people. They look like they got a brain, but, the one thing of it is we got a lot of people walking around backwards. They need to turn their face around to so they can walk correctly, because that's who they are. They're walking backwards or whatever. Joe, well, this is about a movement. This is about protecting the United States sovereignty. It's also about our kids, your grandchildren, my grandchildren, anyone's kids or grandchildren. That's what this is about. I don't know why do people always have to make things personal about people or whatever like that. Hey, I'm not asking how many houses, homes, or whatever you got. Don't worry about us. We're straight. Our movement is moving along. You know what's going on. That's all that matters, and that's all that needs to be worried about is about the movement, not about Corey and Anna, not about nothing else. That's all start growing up and being adults.
Yeah, well, that would be nice now, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously, we've gotten to the point where everything is a fight. Every conversation turns into a fight. Look,
right.
There was an instant poll done today, and 46% of voters approve of Trump's family detention program. 19%, so I don't know, in my little mind, that's 55% total, which is the majority of Americans. 19% would rather you catch them and then turn them back towards the border. Get out of here. You know, not detain them or anything. Just send them back where they came from. So we could honestly say that a majority of Americans don't want this. They do not want open borders, which is exactly what some Democrat legislators at least have the cojones to say it out loud. It's what they've always wanted, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, you already know what that's about. That's the double standard. And you already know that, you know, their complete hatred for President Trump, because that's what this is basically, a lot of it, that's what it's about. And you know, we're going to continue to have this kind of idiotic behavior and un-American behavior, because most of these people are not Americans. They are socialists. They are undercover socialists, and it's a soft socialism.
Corey, they're not even undercover anymore. Come on, they're out in the open
right.
about what
yeah,
they want.
You're absolutely correct about that, too. I totally agree.
I hear them talking. It sounds like they're talking about Venezuela sometimes, the way they say things. You know?
Well, you know, they once said J. Edgar Hoover thought that everyone was a communist if you didn't wear a hat and a handkerchief. So, you know, go figure. Look, I mean, look where we're at now, and we got people that's basically coming out saying that communism is good. So, you know, as I always say, the hourglass is turned upside downwards, and it really is getting down to the point, Joe, that you can really just only control what you can control in your part of the world or your family or whatever like that. Because a lot of these people, you know, especially our grassroots conservatives, you know, they appear to be one person when they, you know, it's a lot of them, they act more left than they act right.
Yep.
You know, it's only a certain few of them that you can actually trust. And, you know, me and you always have that discussion about that. But, you know, you kind of have to take the high road with a lot of things. You know, I used to get into that mudslinging. Well, mine wasn't mudslinging. I was just straightforward and blunt to the truth. I mean, to the truth and just tell you what it is. And, you know, when I started talking about it, I give out answers instead of, you know, rah, 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 or whatever like that, then it was like, okay, yeah, well, we don't stop dealing with him. But, I mean, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I like giving answers to things that, and I mean, a lot of these questions that we sit up here and talk about and things, these subjects, it has a simple answer to it. It is. It's a simple answer, but people don't want the simple answer. And I love what you said earlier. You know, you say this and you say that, but you talk about what you need to talk about, and, you know, you get it done. But the thing of it is you're not here for entertainment.
No.
A lot of us are on here, and a lot of us are in this for entertainment. This is not about entertainment. Because if you're in this for entertainment or think you're going to be the next big thing or whatever, it's about a buck, then you're in this for the wrong reason, bro.
Yes. Yeah, don't get me started on that. And then people are going to help you. They're going to do things for you, people in our own group. And like I said, you said it. You found out firsthand how untrue that, you know, actually was.
Well, one thing, I rolled out the red carpet for you, Joe, because you told me when I first started this, and I continue to say this, and also you got a piece in that book at the end or whatever that'll be coming out September the 24th. Make your way to Barnes & Noble in Houston, Texas, from 10 to 2, you come down. I'll sign the book for you. But the thing of it is the fact that you told me that, you know, and at first I didn't really believe it. You know, I said, oh, man, these people can't really be like the way, man, let me tell you something. You hit I hit the million-dollar jackpot with that because, man, I've never seen people that's just so, I don't even have a word for it. I just get speechless about it. And, it doesn't make me angry no more. You know, my thing with this is that, you know, we control our own destiny in this part of the movement because it's through our family, me and Anna and our family and everything. And, you know, we're happy and we're moving along and, we you know, setting up these things with the youth and everything and, you know, to get them, history and then educated about things. So that's what direction we're in. We're no more into the, you know, showing up for these mass rallies, and you show up for the mass rallies, and it's like, okay, when your rally come out,
there's nothing really that happens afterward. That's the problem. People get all excited for a rally. They get all excited for a moment. You know what I'm saying? And then when they get out, then afterward, it fizzles away, and you keep telling them, look, you can't stop. It's like when they help somebody get elected. You can't give up on somebody after they get elected. You need to be on them. You need to have your finger in their face. You need to make sure they're doing what you elected them to do, or else why bother? It's all for naught.
Right.
Right?
I got one thing to say, children and our youth. That's what we're doing on this end. We're not sitting up going to beat the drum about this or about these politicians or whatever. We're going to deal with what we can deal with, me and Anna and Erica Fluffy. And Wendy and all of us, we're going to deal with things in our part of the world that we can actually make a difference instead of chasing some myth or chasing something that half of the people that they talk about chasing or doing this, they have no idea what they're talking about. So let's just stick to something that we can fix or we can even make a difference, and that's our youth and our children, point blank.
Well, we're up on time, so you go ahead and tell people how they get a hold of you, how they can connect with you, and that kind of thing.
Oh, awesome. Corey Press Duncan on Twitter, and Corey Duncan, 45outlook.com. Just keep sending me the emails. I enjoy looking at a whole lot of them, even the ignorant ones. So thank you, Joe. God bless everyone. And remember, next week,
When he's on the show next week, I want you to picture him in a hammock between two trees, right? with a pair of Speedos on and a drink in his hand. That'll help you get through the weekend. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do Democrats really care if families stay together? We'll be back in a minute.